Whoops, I'm here. Sorry about that. I was looking for the right button. I don't know why I didn't push it. Anyway, hi, good morning. This is Dr. Morgan. This program is called Health Essentials. One of the, here you go, let me hit record real quick. Okay, I got it now. Thank you for your patience. Do you ever feel like you're so prepared that you just are just going to, you're just going to nail it? Well, that may not be what happens today. Anyway, all right, the phone number here at the station is 903-589-8507. Just an observation. I want to talk about this just for a little bit. I think we've been sold a bill of goods. It doesn't take a genius to flip on the television, cable TV, and you see all these ads. It's almost as if they're trying to convince you that you have got such a problem that you got to have their drug. I hate that. I really do. Would you believe me if I told you that maybe 15% at the most of all drugs and therapies, you know, pharmaceuticals, prescription pharmaceuticals, 15% have been studied pretty well. We kind of know how they work. We know what the side effects are. But that means probably 85%, they have not been studied like maybe you have been led to believe or they've been promoted. And they cause such horrific side effects. I listened to Dr. McCullough this last weekend at a seminar. It was pretty cool that he showed up. He wasn't the teacher of the seminar, but he spoke for like a good 30 minutes or so. And, boy, he seemed like such a reasonable man. I really enjoyed what he had to say, but the poor man has been, literally, they've tried to destroy him, remove his hospital privileges. He's a cardiologist, by the way. And is he just any cardiologist? No, he's not. He has written literally 1,000 peer-reviewed papers. I think he's been published 800 times. It's really quite amazing. He might be one of the top cardiologists in all the universe. When I say the universe, I'm including Earth, the planet Earth, and the universe. But he was talking about, he's taken a stand on the blood clot formation and the damage to the heart and to the body when people take a vaccine and they suffer just a horrific side effect. Well, that's why I'd like to say things differently today. What is within your power to actually help yourself? What do you do? I think that's a much better choice. Are there things that you can participate in that puts you in a better place, that help your body stay in better repair? You're not gonna hear me say that if you take nutritional supplements or natural remedies or you try natural therapy that you're gonna live forever. No. But you know, what would be the difference between a person that dies of old age at the age of 60 and somebody that lives to be 90 and they can still drive themselves to church on Sunday morning? They can, if it was a lady, she could go to ladies' Bible class on a Thursday morning or Tuesday or Wednesday morning, whenever the church may have it. She can go to the grocery store. She can mow her own yard. She can pick up limbs after a storm. She can do her laundry. Well, you know what I'm going for. I'm just talking about the normal activities of daily living. One functions at a very high level, and so we've got to consider these things. I do appreciate what Dr. McCullough was saying. There's so many diseases that it's just very, very hard to treat them once they develop. And let me give you an example. What if a person has stage 4+ brain cancer? They go to the doctor, and all they do is just identify it. And I'm not making light of this. I mean, that's just a real sad deal. But, folks, there's not just a whole lot that can really be done easily. Maybe in some cases, but I would say 99% of the time, when somebody has an advanced tumor and all they're doing is an MRI or a CAT scan or an imaging test to identify that they have one and it's already spread all over the body, that's a tough deal right there. I guess what I'm saying is, okay, if you wake up today, that's a blessing from God. You can say, thank you, Lord. I'm so thankful to be alive. I'll do what I can today to be a good steward of what you've given me. But you've got to focus your energy on and attention on the things that you can do. And one of those is just making sure that you can move. I have an article here in front of me. And to me, it's very, very interesting. In a roundabout way, I've kind of covered some of this information before, but I think that's one of the ways that we learn. We start looking at information or studies that have been done, and we say, okay, how does that affect me? Is there any benefit to me personally by considering these things? Well, the title of this article, well, it's in French, so I can't read it. Anyway, but it, sorry, I'm just joking about that. Yes, it was a French study. I don't read and write French. I know people that are listening this morning that do speak French, and they can probably read it and write it no problem. But the topic is all about bone strength, and so you know how this works. If you can maintain the strength of your bones and your joints and your muscles, how does that bode for you as you age? Well, things go pretty well. But what if you're 55 years old and your bones are crumbling, and when they do a DEXA bone scan, they show that you have quite advanced osteoporosis? And you turn to the doctor and say, well, how did that happen? He said, well, we've had you on over 100 micrograms of Synthroid or levothyroxine, you know, for the last 30 years. And you're going, excuse me, you never told me that the side effect of taking thyroid hormone replacement therapy was I was going to have greatly advanced bone loss. Well, hello, you know, even though they didn't tell you, that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. So you and I could probably say, are there studies that demonstrate women that take hormone replacement therapy for their thyroid, you know, Synthroid, every day for a long enough period of time, if you get enough of it, I'd say starting over 100 micrograms. I could be wrong about that, but I think that's correct. You're going to have greater bone loss than, say, a woman that doesn't take that much. So that may be new information to you, so think about that. But you're always thinking, what can I do to make certain that I maintain my strength? I don't know that you and I are going to get much, you know, as far as great therapies if we just talk about, what do you do about a person that has advanced end-stage brain tumors or brain cancer? That's just a bad deal, and I'm so sorry about that. But we've got to focus on what can we do every single day to try to make sure that our body stays in better repair. And the truth of it is, if you don't work on trying to make sure that your cardiovascular system is fit and your arteries are clean and you have good digestion, and like I was just talking about, if your bones and muscles and cartilage and tendons and ligaments, if they're not strong and flexible, then you're going to have a problem. And yes, you can have 50 surgeries or 45, but it's highly doubtful that the quality of your life is ever going to be enhanced, because your body is just, it's kind of past the point of no return. And the course that you're on is not correcting that, because you're not becoming more physically fit and your bones aren't becoming stronger. Anyway, this study from France to me is interesting, because what they're doing is, everybody knows what an onion is and you know what an apple is. Haven't you heard the phrase that an apple a day keeps a doctor away? Well, yeah. Well, maybe there's a reason why. So whether it's a green tea or consumption of onions, blueberries have some of this compound. There's it's called a glycoside analog of quercetin, but it's really a flavonoid compound. That means it's found in fruits and vegetables. It's called rutin. It is spelled R-U-T-I-N. And so one of the herbs I looked up, I was doing a little bit of a literature search online, and you know what? It is so easy today. I do not have to go to the library and look at the rows and rows of the Dewey Decimal System looking for the right card to find the exact location of the dusty book and journal. That's the way it used to be back in the 80s. You remember that, don't you? Not all of you do, but if you went to school and started doing research in the medical library at the University of Houston, then you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, One of the herbs that has plenty of rutin in it is called ginkgo. Have you ever heard of ginkgo biloba? You might just kind of tuck that away in the back of your brain. Well, rutin is one of the most common polyphenols that we find in our food. And of course, when I think about it, I think, isn't it amazing what the good Lord created in our food? Or if you want to say Jesus, oh yes, absolutely. He created everything that we see. Okay, so we're talking about bones. How about getting stronger bones? And to me, this is really interesting right here, and I'll kind of read bits and pieces of it to you. But I want you to walk away with something that you can actually put into practice. And actually, everything that I'm telling you is actually very, very easy. So here's one thing that we do know before I get into the topic more precisely about rutin. We know that as a human being ages, it is almost disastrous for a woman to take over-the-counter calcium. It really is. And why is that serious? Well, women that take supplemental calcium, they tend to have more bone fractures than what women do that don't take supplemental calcium. And you're probably thinking, well, that doesn't even make sense, Dr. Morgan. Everybody knows that if your bones are weak, you give them calcium. Well, that's what we've been told, but that's not actually true. So yes, look it up for yourself. Google, does over-the-counter calcium supplementation cause bone fractures in women? We'll see what you find out. Number two, women that take calcium supplements, you know, just the average ones like calcium citrate or Citracal, do they get more calcification or the buildup of calcium-drenched plaque in their arteries that reduce blood flow or deny the heart as much? Yes, they do. Well, what about the development of arthritis where a woman or a man actually develops calcium deposits? Well, yeah. So in my mind, I don't make it a habit of recommending as people age, you know, especially past the age of 40, you don't, unless there's a reason to, you don't give people iron supplements. I mean, I hate that. That's been shown to cause so many problems, it's almost unbelievable. That's a different topic. But taking calcium over the counter, it's usually a disaster. Okay? Who wants to have plaque in their arteries? What woman wants to have a heart attack or have a stroke? Absolutely not. Who wants their joints to become so painful and so stiff? Well, obviously nobody does. So what's an option to this? Anyway, if I take a look at the scientific literature, I can see where researchers have discovered that onions, you know, a common vegetable, it's one of the greatest bone mass building supplements or strengthening supplement of all time. You know what I mean. It's rutin or quercetin is found in onions. And they know for a fact that strengthens the bones. Okay. They say that a kilogram of onions contains 200 to 600 milligrams of quercetin. And much of that quercetin is really in the form of a flavonoid called rutin. R-U-T-I-N. The other reason I'm bringing this up, but this is so easy to get in a supplement form, so I think that's one of the reasons that the researchers tested rutin on rats that are bred to have bone loss. Yeah, that's right, they actually do that. So what they do is, oh, the name of these rats is the OVX rat. What they do is they totally, I know this sounds horrible, but it's the way it is. Okay, they take rats and they totally stop the rat's production of testosterone in male rats. And also that stops the production of estradiol. Okay, that's called an OVX rat. And as a result, these rats, they age so rapidly, they lose their strength, their bones kind of waste away into nothingness, and before you know it, they resemble these young rats. They look like elderly people that have massive bone loss. Anyway, it's just an idea. The other side note is, does that sort of explain to you how important hormones are? If I ask you, is it good for a human being to have optimal production of estrogen and testosterone? Well, yes, it is. Anyway, I'm just going to cut to the chase and tell you this right here. What they did was they gave these rats a little bit of rutin, And I'm just going to say that I looked at all the charts, and probably pretty close to the average amount that a human would take would be about 500 milligrams of Rutin. So if you want a number, you can probably get that in one capsule or one tablet pretty easily, 500 milligrams of Rutin. And of course, I got this from onions, I think. Another great, great source besides tea and ginkgo and onions. I think blueberries actually have a little bit, but the best of all time is a plant called buckwheat. If I ever think of buckwheat, what do I think of? Buckwheat pancakes. And buckwheat is not wheat. It has nothing to do with gluten, but it's a plant. And man, does that plant produce rutin for us. Anyway, you can't see the chart I'm looking at. The rats, where they destroyed the testosterone and the estrogen production. Oh my goodness. Their minus T-score and Z-scores of their bones was just horrible, which means they had advanced osteoporosis. They had a control group of normal rats. And I'm not saying this is perfect, but when they gave them rutin, even though they didn't produce testosterone and estrogen, oh my goodness, they almost had as stronger bones as the control group of rats that didn't take it. Okay, here's the mechanism right here. And I realize I'm looking at all these different charts that tell you, you know, what the bone loss is and how they measure it with a, you know, DEXA radiation device. But here's the mechanism right here. Here's how they think rutin works. Now, I'm not telling you I understand this, but there's a hormone that's called osteocalcin. Rats produce it. Human beings do. Mrs. Smith makes osteocalcin. Mr. Jones makes osteocalcin. Okay, this is a hormone, but what it does is it activates skeleton-building cells. These are called the osteoblasts. And you know what? Your osteoblasts, they are responsible for laying down new bone tissue. So it's like anything else. When you have plenty of osteocalcin, you make it easy for your bones to strengthen. It's really a race right now. It is. No matter what your age, it is in your best interest to build as much bone and muscle as you can before you get to be 80 years old, because you're going to need it. Okay? So, I kind of went overboard here, but if you look at what they gave the rats to turn their bone loss around, it was about 500 milligrams of rutin. Now, what I didn't do is I did not look up any human studies. I didn't take the time to do that. So this is so interesting right here. If you want to call me, there is a phone line officially open. It's 903-589-8507. But see, that's what you've got to focus on. What is it that you can do? What's within the realm of possibility? I don't think it's a good plan to sit back and do nothing. Folks, you already know what I'm saying is true, that it will catch you like a thief in the night. You will wake up one day and you will have lost all your strength and you'll say, what happened? It doesn't take a genius to make the observation that if you keep moving, I'll tell you, all these people that I see that age so, so well, that are in their 80s and even upper 70s, they're the ones that are moving all the time. Yeah. Okay. The other reason I'm bringing this up, I didn't find the article, but there have been studies that show that rutin, that bioflavonoid, or that phenol compound that comes from buckwheat and onions and green tea, you find some in peaches and blueberries, which I'm just thinking, all these things are doable. Yes, do you have to fall in love with onions? Well, no. What if you're the type that says, I cannot stand garlic or onions? Well, then try rutin. It's pretty easy, isn't it? Okay. The phone number here at the station is 903-589-8507. This program is called Health Essentials. If you have a question and you would like, somebody's calling the other line, but that's the wrong number. That's the old number. The correct number to call would be 903-589-8507. If you call that one, That's connected to the control board where I can just push the button and get you right in, and you can ask me whatever question that you may like. Okay, here we go. All right, I think I have the buttons pushed correctly.
Okay, I got two questions for you. And I'm going to hang up because I'm outside with the radio after I ask. Okay, my husband had his wisdom teeth taken out over 40 years ago, but he's still getting little bone slivers coming out of his jaw every once in a while.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, it's crazy.
Well, the dentist just didn't remove all the root then.
Exactly. So, but them little bones work their way out every probably eight months. You know, it's very seldom, but when they do, it's very painful. And I didn't know what to do about that. And then my 20-year-old son and his wife, they're both complaining that their hair is falling out and losing hair. They're in their mid-20s. And so what they can do for that. So I'm going to...
You mean both of them? Give me a clue about the kids. What do they think it is?
I don't... They really don't. They're pretty healthy. They eat healthy. They...
But both of them?
They exercise.
Do they have massive amounts of stress in their life?
Well, not a whole lot. I mean, they just got married in October. So, yeah, probably. Yeah.
I am not laughing at your joke, even though it is funny.
So, anyway.
No, I'm just trying to think. That's unusual that you have both a husband and wife. I wonder if there's something in the water.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what
else?
say no more.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, I'll be glad to tackle those. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you very much for your phone call, ma'am. Okay, that is a weird deal. The wisdom teeth were moved 40 years ago, but every so often, she said 8 months, very painfully, those little bee slivers of bone, they erupt and they come up out of there. Boy, that goes to show you that you need a before and after x-ray to find out if the dentist actually did their job and removed every portion of the root. Now, that's a problem. But to me, this is interesting because it represents the immune system is trying to push something out. I am not trying to say that the bone that's coming out from the broken root that wasn't removed from the wisdom teeth is the same as a splinter, but you know what it's like to get either a splinter or you get a barb of a thorn, thistle in your toe. Well, if it's deep enough, it's going to be hard to dig out, but you want the immune system to push it out. So anyway, let me give him 3 or 4 ideas just to kind of help, all right? There is an old-fashioned technique that's called oil pulling. I've seen that do things that I don't know that many other things quite do. But the oil that's used is called sesame seed oil. Now, basically, if you go to the store, the health food store, there may be 2 types of sesame seed oil. One is called toasted sesame seed oil, and when you look at it, it's got kind of a brownish color to it. Whereas the regular sesame seed oil is just, it's like liquid gold. Just think of a golden clear color. That's regular sesame seed oil that hasn't been toasted or, should I say, burnt? I think the toasted sesame seed oil, that's pretty famous for using in recipes where you're using a wok to cook food, you know, like stir fry, something like that. You want the one that's golden color, okay? But there's something about sesame seed oil. And by the way, the wisdom teeth are really a very significant reservoir of what are called human stem cells. I find it so interesting in stem cells. So, but sesame seed oil has been used forever a day. They always say that it contains what's called substance T. But sesame seed oil has been used to help strengthen stem cells production of white blood cells. So, like, for example, a person has cancer, and the doctor orders the standard labs to measure how effective is the immune system working. And so if they find that you have, like, a low white blood cell count, and it just does not come back up, folks, you're not better off by having a low white blood cell count. You're really not. because that means your immune system is not capable of responding the way it should to keep you in good repair. So, like, for example, if there's an infection, you just don't have enough troops to go to the site of the infection and do battle with it. Or in the example of cancer, what if your white blood cell count is 2.5? That's way, way, way too low. Well, sesame seed oil has been used forever and a day to help bolster the stem cells in your bone marrow, their ability to manufacture more high-quality white blood cells where they can keep you in good repair. Okay? Oil pulling is one of the techniques that your husband might want to try. All you do is you take a tablespoon or two of just the high-quality sesame seed oil, the kind that looks golden and clear, kind of a yellow-golden color, and you want to hold that in your mouth for about 20 minutes. And all you do is just gently swish it around. But the sesame seed oil itself will magnetically start pulling debris out of the gum tissue and the teeth. And so if that happens to be a certain, you know, fat-soluble toxin, then so be it. But what you do is you just gently move it around your mouth for about 20 minutes. You don't swallow the stuff, but then you spit it out. Make sure you spit out and choose a fire ant mound or something where the world's a better place if you can wipe them out. So that technique should help your husband pull those things out. The other thing that I thought of, and I don't know if this is going to be accurate for him, but it's what I think of. Okay. You know how I gave the example that if your immune system is strong, even a deep splinter that gets in your toe or the arch of your foot, eventually, if your immune system is able to respond to that splinter, it's going to push it out of your body, even if it's so deep that you can't dig the thing out. So that's where the thymus gland comes in. I always think of thymus extract as one of the ways of helping the immune system push things out that don't belong. Does that sort of make sense? That's probably like a weird concept, but let me say it a different way. What if somebody had tonsil problems forever and a day? Their ears are clogged up. They've got this gunk in their lungs. They have one infection after the other in their gut. Well, that's where thymus extract might actually be the very thing that they need in order to kind of help get their body over the hump or their immune system. And that's one of the jobs of the immune system, is pushing things out. Haven't you ever had like a fire ant bite on your leg and it comes up a day later, it's full of pus on the surface? Well, aren't you glad that it's pushing out of the body? It's getting the poison away from the body? Yes. What is that white pus? That's all the white blood cells that are sacrificing their life to keep you from developing an infection or from being poisoned. Okay, I don't know about the 20-something-year-olds, the husband and wife that's newly married, that has hair falling out. Let me think about that for a second. Okay, what are the odds that both a husband and wife have hair falling out? Well, I don't know anything about their diet, but I can tell you the first thing that pops in my head is toxins. If it were me, I would not drink the tap water unless we had done something to really filter it or remove as much toxic waste as possible. If you've never heard of a type of a gravity feed water filter called a Berkey water filter, you might want to just look into that. And they actually sell these cartridges that go in the bottom half of it that remove a lot of the chemicals. They've even been shown to remove radiation. Anyway, the reason I say that is because toxins and radiation, they cause the hair to fall out. Yes, technically, if you were very low in B vitamins, yeah, your hair would fall out. If a person is severely anemic, I promise you the hair is going to fall out. You know what happens to somebody when they give them chemotherapy? That's right, the hair falls out. Anyway, I don't know about the kids. That's just weird that both of them. I mean, if I had a middle-aged, that was horrible, wasn't it? A 25-year-old woman come to see me complaining that her hair is falling out, I've got to either think, A, there's toxicity or a hormone imbalance. I would say out of all the things that I've seen cause the hair fallout in women, it would have to be just being nutrient deficient and maybe what I would call a wheat allergy. That's probably the most famous one. If the immune system is triggered by wheat, it may actually attack the hair and kill it where it falls out. Anyway, I know when you have... I'm just curious if they both had a viral infection, because viral infections induce a condition called telogen effluvium, and that can make the hair fall out. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for your patience.
I was listening to your program, and I do have osteoporosis. I'm 81. And I took so many of the drugs for osteoporosis in my 40s and 50s. And
did you really when you were in your 40s?
Probably, yes. Well,
wow.
Let's say maybe my 50s. But
you've taken the drugs they prescribed for you to try to strengthen your bones, right?
Yes, and for a while they helped. It started stopping in my 60s, and
you mean they ceased to work any longer, or they stopped being effective?
Yes.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yes, doctor. Yes, and so, but I took them, and now, they want to put me on this shot for bone to build your bone, and
is that called Prolia or Evista or something?
Yeah, Evenity.
Evenity, okay. Same thing.
And I read the side effects, and I have AFib.
No.
I also have kidney issues, and I'm thinking, oh, dear Lord. I mean, I have been praying nonstop about this for him to give me an answer. I cannot take that shot. I mean, the side effects, if you have any kind of heart issues, they said a heart attack, stroke, even death. And I'm thinking,
I don't think I like that for you.
So I don't know what to do.
Well, I have a suggestion for you that it combines all three of those things you just mentioned. So
okay.
Historically, when a woman has AFib, that's a magnesium deficiency. When a person has kidney issues, that's always a magnesium deficiency. And when you have bone loss, literally, magnesium is the most important mineral when it comes to bone loss. Can I give you just a brief explanation?
Yes.
Under a microscope, your calcium and minerals, they form this bony crystal. If you're low in magnesium, that crystal forms, but it forms very large. But to me, under a microscope, it looks like thin ice over a puddle, which means if you step on it, it's going to break. But when you're low in magnesium, your bone crystals, they become very weak and brittle. But when you give the body magnesium, those crystals become dense and hard like diamonds, which is really what you want. So if you have AFib, magnesium will go a long way to helping that. I'm not saying it's a total cure, but it's something sure to look at.
Okay, well, what do I do about building my bones? I mean... Yeah,
well, and the simple things you can take away from the program today is when I told you that there was a study where they gave rats that had complete loss of all their hormones, and they were designed to have bone failure. I know that doesn't sound great to do that to rats, but I'd rather do it to a rat than a human being. I'm not into abusing humans. And so all they did was they gave them rutin, R-U-T-I-N, and the human equivalent, which that's what you and I are, would be 500 milligrams a day. So if you took rutin, that would start to strengthen the bones, because rutin, it increases the production of a hormone naturally. It's called osteocalcin. That makes your bone cells, your osteoblasts, start building new bones. So if you start taking rutin every day and you eat onions, I think you should drink a cup of green tea for breakfast today. What's going to happen is you're going to start rebuilding your bones. And then you need to take magnesium.
Okay. Well, I do take... I heard what you said about calcium, and yes, I do take calcium.
Well, actually, I think that's almost the wrong thing to do, though.
I know. I heard, and then...
Well, you can look that up for yourself, just to say, do women that take over-the-counter calcium, do they have more bone fractures? Just study it for yourself. Just Google that.
Yes. Is this written, where do I buy it? Is it...
Well, it comes... Tablet? Yes, ma'am. It can be either a capsule, it can be as a tablet. There's a website called Amazon.com. I'm just saying that for simplicity. I'm not saying you got to go there. But if you type in Rootin, you'll see them selling. I think they sell more supplements than anybody else on the planet. But Rootin is a flavonoid substance. And, it comes from onions. Women that eat lots of onions, I think before you go to church tomorrow, you should eat at least 3 onions and then talk to everybody really, really closely. I'm thinking 2 or 3 inches from their face.
My husband is the onion eater in our family.
You can get it from
magnesium would help my bones.
Absolutely, every single time. Even if you typed it on the computer, what is the most valuable mineral when it comes to rebuilding bones? You're going to find out real quick it's magnesium, and you're going to go, what is the deal? How come we weren't taught this? So if I gave you a rundown, let me say it this way. Something that would be very, very good for your heart, very, very good for your kidneys, and very, very good to help rebuild your musculoskeletal system, which is what you want, there's a vitamin called vitamin K2. Now that it could be a gold mine from you. So between Rootin, magnesium supplementation, and vitamin K2, you've got something that helps all those.
Okay, is vitamin K2, they say don't take a lot of K2 if you have AFib or something like that.
Who told you that?
The doctor, my primary doctor.
Did you ask him that topic, or did he broach it and say, now, by the way, in case you're thinking about taking magnesium, Rootin, and K2, don't do that?
No, I didn't mention the others. I just mentioned vitamin.
I tell you what, I almost wish I had a laptop computer here at the radio station because I could quickly look that up. That would be super easy. But don't take K2. Do they have you on a blood thinning drug?
I was on a blood thinner and I had to get off because I was bleeding.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Almost hemorrhaging.
Oh, my goodness, nobody can do that. Who could sustain that? You'll bleed out. That's horrible.
It was horrible, doctor.
If we go back to the Rootin topic just for a second, now you've got something that actually helps strengthen all your capillaries and all your blood vessels and helps improve your blood flow. I do not have the article right here in front of me. I thought I did. But it showed that Rootin is absolutely one of the best ways that you can strengthen the heart and your blood vessels.
Okay.
Have you started, have you gone to the feed and seed store today for some onions to plant in your garden?
No.
I think your husband should till up the entire front yard and plant new day onions. What do you think?
I think so.
He's got nothing better to do, right?
Well, I thank you so much, and
you're welcome.
I'm writing all this down, and God bless you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your phone call, ma'am.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. One thing that also kind of popped in my head, if you look, somebody keeps trying to call the other line, and their last name is Taylor. That's all I know. This is not, you've got to call the other line if you want to get in. It's 903-589-8507. So you can call the other line, but nobody can answer it. But there you go. There they go. They keep calling the other line. No, don't call that one. Let me give you the phone number. If you want to call me and ask a question, there's a phone line open. Area code 903-589-8507. Now, watch, just as soon as I give the real number, somebody will call the other number. Okay, here we go. Good morning. Oh, my goodness. What is the deal? Please call back, ma'am. It'll be just fine. I thought I pushed the right button, but if you'll call back. Here we go. There, we'll try it again. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morey. How are you?
I am great. How are you, ma'am?
Bless. I was just listening to what you were saying to the previous caller about bone density. My doctor diagnosed me, well, my bone density test came back a little low, and she told me, she said, Rosetta, I want you to just go to the store and buy some over-the-counter for calcium, magnesium, and zinc.
I guarantee you, you don't want to do that.
Okay, great. That's why I'm calling to ask you, what do I need to get? I heard you say the rutin, so do I need to do that or something else?
Well, yeah, that's the whole purpose of covering these topics, so you can go, wow, that's a great option, that's easy, that's cheap. And actually, rutin supplementation is super easy. I think one 500-milligram capsule a day would do the trick. Wouldn't that be really cool to go back to the doctor and they say, you know, Rosetta, we noticed that we made a mistake on your bone density. We said it was really low, but, you know, we checked you like a year later, and now your bones are stronger than anybody else's. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, well, I didn't take your recommendation on the calcium. I just took... Anyway, so let's cover the simple things just briefly, and I think it's good for people to hear this over and over again.
Okay.
If I had to choose two foods that have been shown to rebuild the bones, it's going to be prunes and onions.
Okay.
I didn't say you had to love them, but I just wanted you to know, just in case you could eat two prunes a day, that could make the difference on rebuilding your bones. And onions, do you like onions?
I do.
Oh, I do too. Okay, good. Then you're in business. Mm-hmm. So every time that you choose to eat onions or you choose to eat a couple prunes, you're actually making easy for your bones to start rebuilding themselves. You're making your hormones better to promote new bone growth, which is what you want. Now, let me go backwards just for a second. I think I've said this many, many times, but I think it's good that we discuss it and we talk it forwards and backwards. But the mineral magnesium, it actually has the greatest influence if a person wants to take bones that are brittle and weak and build them and strengthen them and bring them back to life again. It's magnesium. When you consume enough magnesium and your body can use it, that's when your body says, oh, they want us to make strong bones.
Okay.
Or she wants us to build our bones back. So magnesium, but you're going to have to stick with it for a while.
Okay. Do I buy it through Amazon also?
Well, let me give you several forms. I only use two forms of magnesium. So do you know what buckwheat is?
I've heard of it.
Okay. I've had patients before come to see me, and they say, you don't understand how miserable my life is, Dr. Morgan. I say, well, explain it to me. And they go, it's my legs. They hurt all the time. I never get relief. For me, going to bed at night is like a new experience in human torture chamber, because all I do is writhe around in pain all day long. I can't stop all night long is what I meant to say. I can't stop the aching and the pain. Well, I'll use a form of magnesium that just comes from buckwheat. So it's plant-based. So
great.
So well, I like that. That's the product called Easy Mag.
Easy Mag.
Mm-hmm. You took capital E, capital Z, and then MAG for Mag. Mag is just short for magnesium. So Easy Mag. You tell me, are human beings, are we created by God to take food and then use that food to keep our body in good repair?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, okay, so am I going to be able to rebuild the bones of a human being by giving them Diet Pepsi every day? Absolutely
not.
No, and the reason I said that is because when you drink stuff like Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke, you're just sucking the life-sustaining magnesium out of your body. You're just washing it right out of the kidneys. That's a bad deal. That's not a good trade. So drinking soft drinks is really a pretty big... If somebody wants to lose their bone mass and they want to have osteoporosis, just drink yourself some Diet Cokes every day. That'll get the job done pretty quick.
Great. Glad I don't have that problem.
Okay. me too. But you know what? That's a choice you're making, though, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
You're saying, even though it may taste good, which I don't agree with, I'm not going to do it because my future and my ability to function as a human being is so much more important than losing my bones.
Exactly.
And the taste of the Coke. So magnesium really is essential, but here, I want to give you some encouragement because I don't think most people know this.
Okay.
Even I am just so, that sounds ridiculous. I'm learning new stuff all the time, but I would say when a woman has osteoporosis, that's a pretty good indication that she doesn't have enough magnesium in reserve. And even if you take it every single day, an optimal amount, it's probably going to take 40 weeks just to build back up your bank account where it's functioning at optimal again.
Wow.
So that's the latest study that if somebody's even a little bit marginally low in magnesium, it's going to take them a while to build it back up and get in great working order.
Is that the same thing for the bones as well?
Mm-hmm. It is. Amen.
Oh, okay.
Boy, you figured that one out before I even say anything. You're smart.
Wow.
Your kids know that you're smart, too, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
that's not the word they use.
Ma'am, let's talk about health and nutrition. I'm sorry I brought that up. Okay, so let me cover just one more brief topic. You've heard of this before, but, for example, what would be one of the greatest nutritional supplements of all time that almost every mother or parent gave their kids back in 1901 and 1924 or 1935? Well, it'd been cod liver oil.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Judging by your response, you love it, don't you? Anyway, if you found, and you know what, the easy way around this is find some cod liver oil that's really clean where they preserve it with an herb called rosemary and they use a little bit of lemon oil. That will completely protect it from turning rancid. But I agree with you, if the cod liver oil is rancid, I would feel the same exact way about it. I wouldn't want to consume it.
Okay,
so, cod liver oil... If I had my choice right now, mm-hmm. and you said to me, Dr. Morgan, you only have two choices. You could either take cod liver oil, or you could take a multiple vitamin mineral. Which one are you going to choose?
Well, without talking to you, I would have chose the multivitamin.
But I'm going to choose the cod liver oil.
Gotcha.
One recent study showed, and let me kind of give you a little bit of background. There is a very, very simple blood test. I can't remember what the cost of it is. It might be $79. I could be wrong about that. Anyway, I could look it up. But what they do is they mail you the test kit, or you just pick it up at your doctor's office, and they give you a little bitty auto lancet. You clean with alcohol the side of your finger, but you just prick your finger slightly, and you're trying to get one drop of blood to put on this testing card. And you just follow the directions, you mail it back to the laboratory, and what they're trying to do is they're wanting to measure precisely what is the concentration of omega-3 fatty acids, that's what you'd get from cod liver oil, in mm-hmm. your blood. And so they're looking at red blood cell membrane omega-3 fatty acids. Now, to cut to the chase here, the average American is running around 4%. And so you're going to ask me, is that good? No, that's horrible. They've shown that if they can get your concentration of omega-3 fatty acids in the red blood cell membranes at 8%, that reduces your risk of a stroke, a heart attack, a clot, cardiovascular event, you name it, 95%. There ain't no drug that can do that. There's no drug that there's no doctor that can call me on the phone right now and say, Dr. Morgan, you're so wrong. If you give a person Lipitor, reduces the risk of a heart attack by 95. Baloney! It couldn't do it if it wanted to. But what God's creation, cod liver oil, that can do it. And so they're showing that the people that have the most amazing health are somewhere between 8% to maybe 12%. Now, I know this is not fair to bring up, but like if you have people that live in Japan and they love to eat ocean fish every single day, well, they have the advantage because they're eating ocean fish. Now, what you could do is you might could eat some salmon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like salmon?
I do.
How about flounder or halibut or something like that?
No, neither of those.
Ma'am, you're being very difficult. Well, that's why if you take cod liver oil, I think it's in everyone's best interest. If you want to build the strength of your body and become more resilient and actually yes. radically improve your health, cod liver oil is one of the ways of doing that. And so if you did that blood test where they take a drop of your blood and send it to the laboratory, what if yours came back at 4%? That would be a home run for you because you can say, you know what? I'm going to work on that. I'm going to try to be consistent. I'm going to eat fish a couple times a week, or I'm going to take cod liver oil, but I'm going to find one that's doable, that doesn't like regurgitate grossness. So those are options you have.
What about tuna fish? Would that be in that department of fish is a good
candidate? No. Well, can you tell that I'm hesitating slightly?
Yep.
Tuna fish, I must say this, it can be good, but it's just a question of what was the source, what ocean did it come from, is it clean, did the people that process it, were they clean? I know that what I'm going to say is not going to be popular, but it's the truth. Okay. You could go to a restaurant right now, and the workers in the kitchen could go to the bathroom, and they come out without even washing their hands. I'll just leave it at that. So my point is, sometimes it's hard to tell how the food was handled before it got to us. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, indeed.
So there are some people that harvest clean tuna, but because they're fishing vessel / tuna canning factory on the ocean is so dirty and filthy that you suffer because of that, because of just, I mean, have you ever seen those videos where they show you how tuna fish is made and you get it in cans?
No.
It's like a super fishing vessel that's full of, they've got processing centers in there. They process, you know, people constantly cutting up the tuna, you know, none of it goes to waste. I wonder what they do the use of the fins for. Anyway, tuna can be good, but I think that you're better off when you get really cold water ocean fish, and that could be everything from, you know, halibut, salmon, cod, haddock, things like that, sardines.
So the tuna in the can is not recommended at all?
No, I didn't say that either, but I think you're better off if you got like a frozen tuna steak. I think that would be a better option if you could do that, and it's not that expensive if you ask me compared to the price of other fish.
Gotcha. Okay, I want to get a quick recap. Okay, you said Easy Mag
is one of them. I also like magnesium lactate because they have done studies on women in Croatia that had osteoporosis, and they were able to completely rebuild the bones by using magnesium lactate. So that's another form for you.
Okay, and then also the cod liver oil. Those two things will help the calcium, magnesium.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, ma'am, absolutely. And maybe one of the points I'm getting to is you've got to have some fat in your diet if you want to get the nutrients into the bones, and cod liver oil is an easy one. But then again, when you eat salmon, that's a good high-quality fat. That's a fatty fish. That's good for you.
One last question. I had just got on the call, and you were telling the other lady that you had just mentioned why not to buy over-the-counter bone density meds. I just had a friend of
No, I don't think that's what we're talking about. I think, now, there's two possibilities. I think I said don't get over-the-counter calcium.
Yes.
Is that what you're referring to, or are you referring to the drugs that are by prescription for bone loss?
No, I was referring to the drugs that you buy over-the-counter for calcium, zinc, and
magnesium. Yeah. I don't like those because when you look at the studies, I know I'm making this really short and sweet. When you get calcium from broccoli or from salmon, that's good for you. I don't know of any negative side effects, but when you take calcium that's been stripped mined from a limestone quarry, that is not good for you. The kind of calcium that a plant or an animal processes, that's good. So like if you had Swiss cheese on your salmon today, that doesn't even make sense, but anyway, play along with me. But if you have broccoli and salmon and kale and Swiss cheese, those are all very high calcium foods. But the plant and the animal has completely processed it where it's bioavailable to a human being. You don't see cows out in a pasture licking on limestone.
Right.
Jimmy is not going to call me and tell me that his cows have jumped over the fence and they're running toward Mount Washington so they can lick the granite rock or the limestone to get their calcium. That didn't happen. Right. Calcium comes from the soil and the grasses or the plants. They are able to process it to make it bioavailable, and then in turn, the animal, the cow, can use it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's what I need to know, and thank you so very much, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a very blessed rest of your day.
Thank you. Have a great day, and appreciate your phone call.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. I'm still thinking about the young couple that has the hair loss. There's got to be a toxin somewhere. Have you ever been to a particular city? I won't say the name Tyler. But if you drink the water at a restaurant, you think, this is literally the most disgusting, gross water I've ever had in my life. It smells like somebody took a scoop of sewage water and now they poured it in a glass with ice on it, or in it, or ice is in the glass. Man, do you ever smell water and think, this is gross, I'm not drinking this? I could literally understand why a person would say, I would like a clean bottle of spring water, even if it costs $3, because at least I know I'm not drenching the cells of my body with toxins from this horrifically treated water. I think I told you one time that I read an article, and I don't really remember, I think it was the city of Irving, Texas, but it may have been Arlington. But either way, they're just right there close together in the DFW area. But in this article, they were just testing. I know it may be gross the way I'm bringing this up, but just hear me out here. Where do you think the water goes if you go stay at a hotel in Irving and you flush the toilet? Where does that water go? Well, you're saying, well, it goes into the water line, the sewage line, so it can be recycled. You're absolutely correct. And so they have these facilities that are designed to clean up the water. So if somebody takes a shower and they're really dirty, somebody goes potty, you know, number two, they're trying to clean up the water so they can recycle it. Well, in this study, they asked the question, can we remove drugs from the water? And the answer is no, they can't. So every time you go to Irving and you drink their water, you're getting a mouthful of drugs. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Morning, Doc. Hey, on the couple that have the hair loss, could it be COVID, that they've had it once or multiple times?
Yeah, it absolutely could have. And I think if they both had an infection, because an infection causes telogen effluvium or hair loss.
Yes, sir.
That's a good suggestion.
I didn't know if they caught the part that it could be COVID.
No, they didn't.
We had lost hair from the COVID. So.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up.
Well,
I'm guessing what happened was the husband had COVID, and he insisted on kissing his wife, and he gave it to her.
Well, yeah, why not?
It's his fault.
Yeah, sure.
You know what? That's the way it should be. I'm not getting sick alone, baby. No, that's really a. I'm glad you called and said that. So they should consider they have COVID. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. You bet. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Bye bye. All right. I don't know. There's maybe 1 minute left in the program. Probably not enough time. So that's one of the reasons why it's. Now, they did say that they could. So if a woman was taking hormone replacement therapy and she goes to the bathroom, that means some of the hormone residue is going to be in the water. And they said the only way they could actually get rid of it is to burn it in an incinerator. And since they don't take the solid mass and burn it in an incinerator to get rid of it, then they can't remove all of it. There's going to be traces of antibiotics and traces of hormones. I'm even curious if there's going to be traces of drugs like fentanyl or opioids or pain relievers. This morning I typed in, how much Tylenol does it take to destroy the liver? And they said, once you start hitting 7.5 grams of Tylenol, I know that's a lot. Could you imagine if a person said, I feel so miserable, I'm going to get some Tylenol at 500 milligrams, but I'm going to take, let me see, how many would you take? Oh my goodness, what if you were in so much pain you took like 15? Well, that would be the number that would just literally destroy the liver. So if you were to type in what is the most toxic drug of all time, the liver, it's going to be acetaminophen or Tylenol. Anyway, we're out of time. This program is Health Essentials. I'm your host, Dr. Roy Morgan. Lord willing, I'll be back this time next week.